Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coronavirus reaching Congress. Ben Siegel is joining us from Capitol Hill this morning, and now there are new virus worries in Washington.
Good morning. That's right. Well, this was all touched off by the news that Congressman Louie Gohmert, who was set to travel with President Trump to Texas yesterday, tested positive for COVID-19 at the White House. And that really sent shockwaves across the Hill, because Gohmert is somebody who travels throughout the Capitol and was in two hearings on Tuesday, sometimes without a mask. And he comes in contact with dozens of people a day. And the news of his diagnosis, even though he's asymptomatic, has already sent at least 3 lawmakers into self-quarantine along with some congressional staff. And it's really raised new concerns about the safety of the hundreds of people who show up to the Capitol every day, even with remote working for the majority of others. New rules put in place by Speaker Pelosi to require masks on the House floor and throughout all the House office buildings, really meant to address Gohmert and some of the other Republicans who are sort of skeptical of mask wearing in general and have discouraged it among some of their staff, too.
This isn't the first concern in Congress with this, is it?
No, it's not. This is Gohmert's at least the 11th member of Congress who's tested positive for coronavirus. There were a couple of members who came down with the virus in March, back when the House and Senate were sort of meeting in person without social distancing and safety precautions in place. But this is really the first time that there's been a concern about an outbreak among members who, many of whom are in those sort of older age groups that are more at risk to suffer with coronavirus since social distancing and mask wearing has been in place. And this has really also renewed questions about testing on Capitol Hill. Is this something that members of Congress should be doing, given that, you know, their travel across the country on airplanes every week really fits the definition of potential super spreading, especially with many of them coming from these hotspots in Texas and Florida and California.
Ben, thanks for the update. Ben Siegel joining us this morning from Capitol Hill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.